Andy, have you been denied a point by what has to be described as a completely fluke goal?
Yeah, the second goal is a bit fortunate, to say the least, for them. You get those. Maybe our second goal at home against Cambridge at the start of the season was a bit fortunate for us as well, and it earned us 3 points. So, you know, you've got to take the rough with the smooth, Andy. But I'm a bit low, but I'm not low because I'm disappointed. I am disappointed, but I'm a bit low because I think we deserve more out of that game today. I really do. I think that was a performance of heart, of desire, of guts. And I don't think we deserve to lose today. Did we deserve to win? Possibly not, but we certainly deserve the point.
Was that better than your recent performances on the road?
I think so, yeah. I think everybody stood here would agree. I think it's hard away from home, especially at Shrewsbury. We've got good resources, good budget, good players, good manager. And, you know, they're on a roll. They beat Bury 5-0 last week, you know. I think there's only two clubs come here previously and scored before today. So it's as tough a place to come as any in this league. And I thought the spirit that the players showed was fantastic today. They gave it their absolute all. And I've just said to them, if you're going to get beat, you get beat the right way. And they did today. And we've got to go again now Saturday.
You came flying out the blocks virtually from kickoff.
Yes, we wanted that. Starts, if you like. I'd reminded them that I think that it's human nature. I can't see why Shrewsbury will have one eye on Tuesday night. I don't care who you are. You're playing Chelsea on Tuesday night. Whoever you are, it's human nature to be thinking about that. So we mentioned that to the players. And yeah, we came flying out. We've had one added off the line before we score. We then score from the resulting corner kick. So, the start was very pleasing. Obviously, to get in front, because we haven't been in front too often as of late, as we know. We've always had to show strength of character to come back from behind. But I don't think we deserve that today, Andy. I think we were a tad unfortunate to come off on the wrong side of a decent performance.
How did you see the first goal? Because you seemed frustrated the way things were set up.
Yeah, we as a group have certain things that we do at free kicks, and we didn't do it. And it left us light on the edge of the box. And I've just said to Paul Hardiman, if that's a youth game, I know it's not, if that's a youth team game, I can get... They can't hear you, yeah? It's impossible. If that's a youth game, I can get the message on what we want, and they wouldn't have scored. But stood here, I can't, because they can't hear you because of the noise of the crowd. So that's disappointing. But I could see, I was just praying we got away with it, and we didn't. And it's cost us, and that's something that we have to make sure doesn't happen again.
You've just been to see the referee. What were you discussing?
Oh, just... I asked. I couldn't work out why their player wasn't yellow carded for deliberate handball. Their centre-half, which then puts him on a booking for the rest of the game at 88, 89 minutes. So I just asked the question. I thought deliberate handball in the box was a yellow card. So I've just had a chat, and I've just been in to speak to him about something that I'd rather remain private.
How do you go on and make sure that away performances like this become the norm? And if they do become the norm, are you confident you'll pick up the points you need on the road?
Yeah, of course. There's a massive improvement, Andy, since Bury in the last two performances. And we've won one and lost one and deserved to win on Tuesday, in my opinion, and didn't deserve to get beat tonight. So we've got to keep that momentum going. And like I said to them, they deserved absolutely nothing at Bury for the performance that was shown that day. But today, I think they deserve something. And I feel for them, and I'm low because I feel for the players, because that... As long as they put that effort in and that desire and that application and keep going, we'll pick up points on the road with that type of performance.
Just finally, slightly different topic, FA Cup draw Monday night. Who would you like? What kind of tie would you like?
I'd like to be at home, obviously. I think that goes without saying. I think every team in the draw would like to be at home. If I'm honest, I'd rather play someone not in our league, so you play someone different. A Div 1 or a non-league club at home would be my hope. But whatever it throws up, it's a wonderful magic competition. Wherever we have to go, if we're away, whoever we have to play, if we're at home, we'll be giving it our absolute all in a couple of weeks' time. But all eyes are on Carlisle now at home, which we're looking to get 3 points.
Sorry, just one more. You said obviously so much better since Bury. Do you feel you might have turned a corner a bit after that game?
I hope so. I think the players' mentality is better. We've done a lot of work with them. I don't think we've lost too much momentum today, even though we've got beat. I think the momentum is still there. The players are so disappointed because they know, and I know, that we deserve something today. And it's a total fluke, the goal. You know, I remember David Seaman for England. It was very similar. Who scored that goal? Who was it?
Ronaldinho.
Yeah, it's very similar to that, which I don't think he meant. And you get those slices of luck sometimes during the game. And, you know, I'm sure Mickey will be saying they earned that slice of luck, which I did after the Cambridge game when we had our slice of luck. So, but I think if we're honest and open about it, which I always am, I think today we deserved something from the game. I'm not saying we maybe deserve to win it, but when you come to places like Shrewsbury, 8 wins on the spin, I think here, like I said, only 2 teams have scored. I think we deserve no excuses. We didn't take anything, so we've still got to do better. But I'm pleased with the performance, and obviously very disappointed that we didn't come away with any points.